This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to the third juz of the Quran, and Allah begins with saying that the messengers that Allah has, they have got many different levels, and we're not supposed to use one messenger and say he's better than another one. So the all messengers are from Allah, and Allah has given, made some better than others, but we're not supposed to degrade any or say any are better than others. Why? And what is it teaching us? This teaches us that even if you've got people amongst yourself, the scholars or other people, don't use that as a reason of who's closer to Allah. Only Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, will decide that on the Day of Judgment. Now, Ayatul Kursi is a very important ayah that comes straight away in the beginning in ayah number 255. And that tells us again, it's an ayah of protection, and it's supposed to be used in many different circumstances. Here it appears in the middle of there's all of these, you know, there's this conflict of David and Goliath we just finished. And the next thing is that there's Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he has that challenge with the king. And the king tells him that, you know, do you not believe that I am the Lord? And he says, look, my Lord brings the sun from the east to the west. Try and bring it from the west to the east. And when he's not able to do that, then, you know, he lets Ibrahim alayhi salam go. Now, Ayatul Kursi is there because he wants us to seek protection at all times from the devil. Whether you're at night time, whether you're daytime, from the jinns, from, you know, enemies and so on. You read this ayah and you'll be protected from that. Now, Allah then moves on, ayah number 261, towards our financial situation. And he tells us one of the first things, before he even tells us how to make transactions, he says, sadaqah. And he says, giving in the pathway of Allah. Because you think about it, most of what we've got, the cream of it is the sadaqah. Everything else that we've got, once we're dead, it's somebody else's. It's not even ours. And the sadaqah that we've given and we've invested, that's ours in the end. What he tells us, that you give sadaqah, don't use your tongue against those people you just gave sadaqah and belittle them. This is ayah number 263. And then Allah says, look, what you need to understand is some people will give little sadaqah, they'll get loads of it in the end. And some people will give loads of it, but it'll just be washed away just like some sand or some soil on a stone, on a clean stone. It just gets washed away. This is in ayah number 265. A beautiful example Allah gives. He then tells us that to be careful of, again, what we consume on this earth and the products of this earth, because through that shaitan will be able to take us away. If you eat haram, if you take in haram, shaitan has his ways. And if you look in ayah number 268, you will see that the shaitan will try and tell us that, look, you've got poverty coming up, don't spend. And the shaitan tells us that you should go towards obscenity. So Allah says, look, stay away from all of that and do what? He said, Allah says, look, give, in tubtu sadaqah, try and give sadaqah. Again and again, sadaqah is mentioned in 271, 273, even to those people who don't look like they want from you. And then Allah says to us that, look, spending day and night in secrecy, in the open, this is what's going to get you a lot of reward in the next life. That's ayah 274. 275, a lot, and 276, 277, Allah talks about riba. And about usury, and for us to stay away from that, because he says that if you don't stay away from usury, interest, riba, then you are calling a war with Allah. And this is ayah number 278, 279. And if you think about the Muslim Ummah this time, a lot of the Muslims are in this, and because of that, we're in the situation we're in. Allah then reminds us about transactions and about dealings that we make. This is ayah number 282. The longest ayah of the Quran is about us making a transaction and writing everything down in a contract, because it makes it easier for people then to retract what they actually said. And the whole Surah Baqarah now will finish with us again. You know, Allah's talked about social life, ibadah, domestic life. He's talked about aqidah, he's talked about beliefs, he's talked about how we should connect with Allah. And in the end, he says that, look, you're only going to be burdened with what you can do. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. In the last verse of Surah Baqarah, Allah's trying to say to us that, look, do what you can do, but try and do your best of what you're able to do. Now, we come to Surah Ali Imran. the next surah. Now this surah, first of all, straight away begins with a whole thing about Allah and aqeedah about Allah and our beliefs about Allah. And Allah warns us that don't go into the verses and try and understand the parts of the Qur'an or even whatever in the ahadith that are dubious. There are certain things Allah's made ambiguous. They've got two different meanings. Allah says, stay away from that. You know, you should just say, I believe in this. Let, you know, just leave it. Go into those things that are clear cut. And if we did this, the ummah would be together. If we did this and stayed with the clear things, the ummah would be together. And why Allah mentions that is because this surah is going to tell us how the Christians started to split with one another over some of the beliefs that they had. And with the Jews, they had certain, you know, problems in the past. Anyhow, Allah then moves on to say that, look, what your focus should be more is on a'mal and on actions. And if you want to do actions, you've got to remember, stay away from trying to have the hubbul shahawat, having love of the attachment of this world. If you can stay away from this, you can go to the akhirah. So in ayah number 14 of Surah Ali Imran, Allah says, you know, nisa, of women, of children, of trying to hoard gold and silver, of trying to get, you know, those times it was horses, today it's cars, trying to get land and trying to get property. These are the things that will distract you from the akhirah. The next ayah tells us that, look, I'm going to tell you something that is greater and come towards Allah. How? By making dua to Allah. Rabbana innana amanna, O Allah, we believe, and please forgive us and save us from the punishment of the fire. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal then talks about, again, comparison to the people of the past. What made these people go away from the religion? What's going to keep us towards Allah Azza wa Jal? Is the more you try and say that this dunya and this world and my own beliefs, see, sometimes people get into emotion that if they lead a certain life that's not really according to their beliefs of religion, they start to make their beliefs according to that life. And they try to make things up. So one of the things Allah says about some of the Jewish people in the past, He says in ayah 24, is وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. They made certain things up, and that's what led them astray. So Allah's telling us that, look, come towards me, because coming towards me means that you recognize me as Malikul Mulk, as the one who has the sovereignty of all of this, whatever is owned here. This is ayah number 26. Allah says, look, whatever hidden you got nothing to hide from me. Ayah number 29, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ. Whatever you have, I will know it in the end. So come clean to me. And coming clean to me, one of the greatest ways, ayah number 31, is you come by following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you follow his sunnah, I will love you and I will forgive you. This is the basic part of that verse. And ayah 32 says, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. Just obey Allah and obey his messenger. Now then he goes on to tell us that, look, getting close to me, sometimes you're going to be tested in very different ways. So one of them is Zakariya alayhi salam, who never got his dua accepted, but he sees Maryam getting her dua accepted, and then he turns to Allah in the end and he gets a son, Yahya, who he wanted. Another example, from there, the whole thing of the birth of Christianity, Allah Azza wa Jal goes into that. So Isa alayhi salam, how he came, his mother who was in the chamber, she was a pure individual. And Isa alayhi salam, some of his miracles are mentioned in ayah number 49 of Surah Ali Imran, where he makes the clay, a bird, come to life, and when he makes the dead come back to life. Why he's saying that? Because Isa alayhi salam is going to play a major role in this ummah, because he's going to come back to this earth. Now, that is not explicitly mentioned here, but if you look in ayah number 55, Allah talks about how he lifted him to the heavens, and it wasn't a case where he actually, you know, passed away. He then turns around to the Christians and says, in ayah number 64, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, and to the Jewish people as well, O people of the book, come to a clear agreement that we're only going to worship Allah as one, we're not going to assign partners with Him, and none of us are going to take certain scholars that start to make rules and laws that are above the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, because that's the reason why they went astray. And Allah then tells us that the closest people to the Abrahamic faith are those people who will follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is ayah number 68. Then he talks about a particular, you know, once we are on the truth, we're going to get enemies that will go against us. So one of the things they did is, some Jewish people, they came into the faith early in the morning just to leave
in the evening and they wanted to weaken the faith of the believers. This ayah number 73. And what I want to say to you is that the same thing is happening today, brothers, where we've got, you know, certain things in this religion that are trying to pull us, certain people that bring things in this religion only to pull us away from this religion. So we've got to be, you know, careful of that. The Jews will end with us, with Allah Azza wa Jal telling us about kufr and iman. And He will tell us to stick to iman and reject kufr and reject disbelief, because the la'na and the curse of Allah will come on those people who reject this message. Anyway, Jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يحلوها تلك السنين.